Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're damn right. The Drive is live, and The Drive is live here on a Football Friday here at Raven Tower. Come on out to Raven Tower. It's a good time. We see some people starting to fall in already. And there you go. All right, there you go. We got one in the building. But come on out here and join us. Again, if you're in the building or you're on your way, you can get a part of our raffle. We have multiple prizes to give away. Just grab a ticket. You got a chance to win Academy Sports and Outdoor gift cards. You got a chance to win a free oil change. I ain't gonna lie, I just walked in to get my oil change earlier this week, and I walked out of there wishing I had a free oil change myself. But you get a chance to get a free oil change. I tell you, man, Tyler, they get my ass every time. You know, I walked in there to get an oil change. You know what I came out of there with, Tyler?
A little less money.
I came out here with a tire rotation and two new tires.
Oh, yeah.
I came out of there. So they get my ass every single time. My man said, ooh, got a chunk missing on that sidewall on that tire right there, and there's a bubble back there, man. I think you might want to go ahead. We got those two in stock. I said, damn, really? He said, ooh, these are under warranty. All you got to pay is the tax and the labor. I said, well, I can do that. I ain't ready to buy these brand new tires. I'll ride these out till I lose them. But you got a chance to get a free oil change, no matter what type of vehicle it is. Tomball Ford will hook you up, and you can roll in there and get a free oil change. And the big one at the end, in the 5 o'clock hour, a pair of tickets to the Colts Texans game. A pair of tickets to the Colts Texans game, the last game of the season that could loom very, very large in terms of its importance. You got a chance to win all of those here at Raven Tower, 310 North Street here in Houston. Come on out and have a good time and hang out with us as The Drive is live. T. Mill is in the building doing his thing. Clint and I, we're here, so come on out, hang out. Food truck, I believe, will be coming in a little bit later on. I had a hell of a steak last time. I remember Clint banged out the boudin ball or a link.
I had a big link here, big thick link here at the Raven, morning. Man. Yeah, yeah.
I
mean, hey, T.
I did not have the feed up, but I just envisioned Tyler tripping to run to the mic to get that out after you.
Yeah, it's a good thing my shoes are tied.
Big link. Big, big link.
Girthy link.
I just felt like Tyler was getting there. All right. Big game this weekend, and I think the injury thing is the first thing maybe to jump out with Clint. And with the Texans, their cornerback, Kamari Lassiter, was at practice today, but he was working off to the side with the staff. So he wasn't participating in the walkthrough with the starters. He was off to the side with the staff and dealing with a foot injury. Questionable at best is what people are saying. We'll see exactly how they designate him in terms of the injury when the injury report comes out here a little bit. It's official. But he was at least working at practice, on the side with the staff. We'll see with that foot if he is able to go. We know they're going to be down Tim Settle for the year, but Kamari Laster, that is the latest up-to-date update with him on that foot. So we'll see. Still, I guess it's on the table, Clint, that he misses this game, being that this will be basically 3 days that he's missed of practice on the field. Today, at least he was out there, but obviously not out there in walkthroughs with the team.
Yeah, again, I mean, this is the Tim Settle one is the one that hurts, and this one on top of it's going to be painful if he can't get back out there. When they're out there on the side, I don't know what to make of it. I mean, especially when it's a foot and they're moving and they're out there, is there still a chance? Is it just being involved? You know, Kamari Lassiter's a guy that I mean, Ron, you look at it, he's a guy that probably going to be out there if he was in a cast.
Yeah, Clint, I'll be honest with you. I expect that Kamari Lassiter's going to play.
You do?
I, if he doesn't, I think it's going to, like, they have held him down and said no. I think, what is it, Friday? I think he is going to give every single bit that he can. And if it were me, he's just the type of guy, man. Him, Aziz, Will, they got a bunch of guys out there. I think Jalen only couldn't play because the concussion you just can't do nothing with.
Right.
I think he is going to give every effort to go out there and play. Now, Clint, clearly he's hampered. Like, clearly he's not himself. And now the wonder is, all right, well, what does he look like with this foot issue, right? Like, what does he look like, Matt? And then how do they have to use him, right? Because I think a lot of the game, he's going to be matched up with Worthy, Hollywood Brown, or Tyquan Thornton. All of those guys are speed dudes, right?
Yep.
I think that's who he will be matched up on the outside with. Unless they run him inside with Rashee Rice, I don't think they'll do that much. I think he'll be matched up against speed guys. And does that mean they're going to play him backed off some because of the foot issue and the injury? Like, and how does he do? You talked about this. I can't remember if we were on or off here. But you rest assured, quick things that the Chiefs are going to try to do, a lot of mesh routes, a lot of crossing routes in man if they have to do that. Is he hampered coming across the field and cutting and turning with that foot? Now, I think he's going to try to give it a go. It is to me now, how much does this affect how D'Amico and Burke have to use him and how his game differs?
You're right. Yeah, I have no idea what to think of it, man. I don't have a ton of confidence, if I'm being honest with you, being on the sideline at practice today. And being a foot with the corner, not only with the corner, you're talking about running and cutting, you're talking about one of the more physical guys on the field. And boy, if there's just anything at all going on with that foot, man, I don't know if he can perform his job. Number one. Number two, you got to look at this thing longer term. Is it worth going out there? What is the injury specifically? Is it worth going out there and making it worse and losing him down the stretch when you've got a potential playoff run right here in the next month? So, you know, a lot at stake if he does play.
And again, if he isn't able to go, Clint, you're down to Tremont Smith, who has stepped in because Stingley has had some injury issues and been in and out of the lineup. You're down to Tremont Smith stepping in.
You'd rather not see it against the Kansas City Chiefs and the speed that you mentioned. But the truth of the matter is two things. Tremont's been good when he's played this year. And D'Amico has been unbelievable in a sense, in several ways, but obviously in a sense of overcoming injuries, specifically in the secondary. And so I'm sure he'll have a plan that works. I'm sure he'll have a plan that fits Tremont, you know, not so much as Kamari. I think they're two different players, obviously. So I think D'Amico, I got confidence that D'Amico will make it work one way or the other. But this is a tough decision for the Texans to decide, you know, is the risk worth the reward?
And I think the decision is going to be on the Texans because I think Kamari Laster is going to do everything that he possibly can to prove, oh, I can go. Just let me. That just seems to be that cat's mindset.
Right.
All right. Also, on the other side, Andy Reid spoke to the media today. He said the corner, Chris Roland Wallace, who had been playing in the slot, he missed last week's game. They've already ruled him out with a back issue. But in terms of the other two offensive linemen, Trey Smith and Juwan Taylor, Trey Smith is having an issue with the ankle. And then Juwan Taylor is having a tricep issue.
He said, with both of those guys, they're making progress, but it is wait and see. He also said that it would be a stretch right now for right guard Trey Smith and tackle Jawan Taylor to play, though he says Smith is further along than Jawan Taylor. Your read on that?
Well, I told you yesterday, Trey Smith is the one to watch for me. I mean, the tackles are going to need a lot of help any way you slice it with Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson out there. So the Trey Smith part, interior-wise, is what I got my eyes on. We obviously don't have Tim Settle.
Yeah.
We're missing some interior pieces. Any way that their interior offensive line is weakened to keep them from being able to run the football and to keep it, to allow us to have a better chance to push the pocket in pass protection would be a plus. So Trey Smith is the one I'm keeping my eye on. I would rather Jawan Taylor be the one that's a little further along, a little closer to playing, to be completely honest with you. But
really?
But yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. No,
even,
no
even though that is – you've been on that all week. Even though it is Hunter and Will Anderson, as you've said, they can help that.
I mean, Jawan Taylor's not going to slow down either one of those guys. I mean, he's a good player. I mean, can hold his own maybe, but those two guys are going to eat either way it goes. Trey Smith has the ability of really creating a firm interior O-line
and giving, the run game help,
giving Pat somewhere to slide up into, give the run game somewhere to escape to. Trey Smith is the one that's a little bit of a difference maker here, and he's going against the Texans. If there is a weakness, we call it a weakness, the interior defensive line. So Trey Smith is the one I'm keeping an eye on. So, but looks like, I mean, if I'm reading to that, Andy, it looks like he's going to play.
Little intel of people I've talked to, I don't think either one of them are going to go.
Boy, I'm going to tell you, if you're Trey Smith and you're close and it's an ankle.
He said he's further along.
I mean, well, whatever it may be. I mean, this is a game. You lose this game, you're done.
Yeah, no, I hear you. It's just my man got a high ankle sprain and a low ankle sprain, both ankles. I'm sorry, same ankle. That same ankle has a high ankle sprain and the lower ankle, so we'll see. But the surprising thing is I would have thought Jawan Taylor was further along than him. But that's one here. All right, let's get into some matchups, Clint. What are you seeing here? This is something that Texans fans should watch. When the Texans have the ball, when they're on offense, what for you?
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna-Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You are the key matchups.
The best player on their defense. The one guy that can wreck a game, that can wreck a situation. If this thing comes down to, hey, man, we got to have a touchdown, we're down four, and it's a third down or a fourth down or a goal line. We've seen Chris Jones just stand up and be a one-man wrecking crew. And so this game is about Chris Jones versus our interior offensive line. That's been better, but I don't think this is something that we all of a sudden feel like we've got Chris Jones figured out. I know they handled Simmons from Tennessee well. They've handled some of the better defensive linemen that they've come up against. They've handled them well, kept them from wrecking shop, if you will. But Chris Jones has the ability in critical moments to make game-changing, game-ending type plays. And so I think big picture, Chris Jones versus our interior offensive line, particularly in passing situations. I do think that we're going to have to spin the ball around the park a little bit. So particularly in passing situations, Ed Ingram, Andrews, that right side in particular, they make me a little nervous in pass protection.
Yeah,
when you put the Chris Jones dynamic across the ball from them, they make me real nervous.
And to be honest, Chris was not playing anywhere near what you normally expect of him. But since the bye week, the last couple of games against Denver, against the Colts and Dallas, he's looked closer to the Chris Jones you've seen. Now he gets double teamed. Damn near every play, definitely every pass play. We'll see if the Texans do that too. But yeah, he is important because honest to God, Clint, at times if he doesn't get close rushing the passer, nope, they got a blitz and that's the only way that they can get pressure. All right, for you when the Texans have the ball, your thoughts? What's the matchup you're looking at when the Texans have the
Well,
ball.
This is a little bit of a piggyback on the conversation we had a little earlier. I mean, to start the show, is the you know, Kamari Lassiter. If I'm going to assume right now that Kamari Lassiter is not playing.